The lesson opens with a recital of verses from the Quran, read out loud by a dozen women. What are they saying? I asked the instructor, Hamidi Kaduri, who runs the cultural centre in Sarcelles. He replies, they're using the Quran as a springboard to better grasp Arabic, learning words such as man or planet. Kaduri, a Franco-Moroccan, set up the Building Bridges Association in 2012 in an attempt to bring people of various nationalities together. Kaduri offers free French and Arabic lessons to members of a Muslim community to help them better integrate into society.
Our aim has always been to ensure that all Muslims follow their religion correctly, but also to remind them of the country in which they live, that we are French citizens and that we need to respect the French Republic and its values. But this does not mean we can't practice our religion peacefully, because Islam fosters coexistence and harmony.
This harmony, nonetheless, has been repeatedly violated by terror attacks around the globe, and closer to home earlier this year, when two gunmen shouting Allah Akbar stormed the offices of Charlie Hebdo, killing 12 people. I asked Kaduri how he judges a violence often associated with Islam.
The people who cause problems for us here in France or who have carried out attacks, they've been in prison or they've never set foot inside a mosque or they have never been taught by a proper Islamic teacher in France nor elsewhere.
With his association Building Bridges, Kaduri set up a Saturday school 15 years ago at the local mosque for children aged 6 to 18 to teach them the true principles of Islam. Since the January attacks, however, Kaduri recognises that the atmosphere for Muslims has gotten worse.
Several mosques were burnt down while others were attacked and some Muslims received death threats. Things have got better, but we remain on our guard because we don't know who is behind these threats.
Another concern is the rise of a far-right National Front, who could win Sunday's second round of departmental elections. Kaduri accuses Marine Le Pen's party of fanning fears over Islam and terrorism.
Of course, these parties are carrying out a smear campaign against Islam and Muslims and calling us all the names under the sun. And people don't realize that they're doing it purely for political gain.
Kaduri, who arrived in France in 1971, says he's tired of accusations that Muslims don't want to integrate into society.
When I arrived in France, I had only one franc in my pocket. If I'm the person I am today, it's thanks to France. It's by working here that I was able to send money back home to my parents, and thanks to France again that I was able to build a home and raise my two children, who are now managers and well integrated into society. They are French citizens, so yes, I will never forget what France has done for me.
A message he hopes will go a long way in breaking down negative stereotypes of Islam and Muslims. For Radio France International, Christina Rochello in Sarcelles, north of Paris.